Carla, please call the next item.
Item 61, authorize the Director of Environmental Services or designee to enter into and sign a non-disclosure agreement with the City of Lake Oswego for the upgrade or replacement of the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you very much. I'm going to invite Director Jordan to come forward, and I have some brief comments. Colleagues, as you know, the Bureau of Environmental Services operates two wastewater treatment plants. The Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant serves the majority of Portland, and the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant within Lake Oswego city limits serves parts of southwest Portland, unincorporated areas of Multnomah and Clackamas counties, and the city of Lake Oswego. Environmental Services is working with the City of Lake Oswego on options to upgrade or replace the plant, and this ordinance will help us ensure a productive and orderly process. And Mike Jordan is here to make a brief presentation and answer your questions. All right, take it away, Mike.
Thank you, Commissioner, members of the Council. My presentation will be extremely brief. I'm really just here to answer your questions if need be. We've been in discussions with the City of Lake Oswego for some time now. You know that the Tryon Creek plant exists within their city limits along the riverfront in an area that has been under redevelopment for some time. The city approached us about the possibility of them building a different wastewater treatment facility so that they can reclaim some of the land that our plant sits on to redevelop in the future. As you can imagine, it's a really complicated discussion with them, both financially, legally, and from a regulatory perspective with the Department of Environmental Quality, which regulates the plant. So we believe this agreement will allow us to enter into negotiations on all those fronts with the City of Lake Oswego and see if there's, see if there's a there for their proposal.
Thank you, Director Jordan. That's our presentation, Madam President.
Any questions? No? All right. Carla, is there any testimony?
Yes, we have five people signed up. The first three are Edith Gillis, Maggie, and Charles Bridgecrane Johnson.
Please come forward. State your name before your testimony, and remember your testimony needs to be relevant to the item before us. Are you for it or against it? And tell us why.
Good morning. My name is Edith Gillis. I'm concerned about the non-disclosure agreement because it alerts a red flag of what is secretive and why, following the money and the bias, who benefits and who loses. I am absolutely committed to government being transparent, accessible, and accountable, and protecting our natural resources and wastewater treatment is one of them, with emergency preparedness for the many multiple disasters that could be happening, and encouraging citizen engagement. And I don't see how this non-disclosure agreement is going to support any of those.
Commissioner Fish, I believe this is a formality between the two municipalities involved, but can you give us an example of information that would be too sensitive?
Yeah, what I thought we'd do is take the testimony and then have Mike Jordan come back
fantastic.
Just describe what information is subject to the non-disclosure and then what our next steps are in terms of engaging the council in decision-making.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right.
I would like to second the motion against non-disclosure agreements
as
well.
Please state your name for the record.
Pardon?
Please state your name for the record.
Oh, Maggie of Homeless Town Hall. I think we all know what happened in Flint, Michigan. They switched the water without telling anyone and said, oh, these poor people can have this bad water over here, and these rich people over here can have the good water because we don't have enough. That's what happens when you have non-disclosure agreements. So I'm all for transparency because what happens when you do things in secret, poor people, people who are disenfranchised, people who are marginalized end up getting the shaft, and the rich people end up getting the good stuff. So let's be more equal, more fair, more transparent, more inclusive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And, you know, we do live in a complicated real estate market during late-stage capitalism. So perhaps later on we'll get a better understanding of the necessities for this non-disclosure agreement. But I think that in an environment that has recently had the discussion of white male privilege, I can hardly think of a more white male privilege type of thing than to involve, of all places, the city of Lake Oswego in a non-disclosure agreement. It seems like the summit of patriarchy and whiteness.
Charles, can I just respond to one thing? Won't go against your time. The wastewater treatment plant is located within their territorial boundaries. And, in fact, we can't do anything at this wastewater plant, including upgrades or other changes going forward, without observing their land use processes and getting their approval. So it is a unusual situation for Portland to be within the jurisdiction of someone else. We are required to play by their rules, and the confidential information that we are exchanging, as Mike will describe when we bring him back, is stuff that's otherwise exempt from disclosure under public records law, although that doesn't prevent people from seeking it through other means. But that's why we're here. We're within the territorial boundaries of another city, and we are required to play by their rules.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, and appreciate also the adjustment of my time there. Carla, you're the best.
The
situation, and of course, like I said, when I preface my remarks, you know, the city of Lake Oswego, all over, both our cities are experiencing growth. So I can understand there might be some financial and legal incentives to go with a non-disclosure agreement that will, you know, result amazingly in a net benefit for us. It's just ironic that generally we talk about open software and transparency as being the best paths, but there are times when, in a complex society, that's not the case. So it'll be interesting to see what we're informed with Commissioner Jordan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next two are Jean Connett, I believe is the last name, and Daniel Malui or Malavi. Which item did you? Why don't you come back up?
Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
Jeanne Connett. Good morning, everybody. I was really hoping our fearless leader would be here today. But since he's not, I will say this. I've been gone for a long time. And what I want to know is, what happened to the Willamette River? Y'all have been dumping millions into it for years, and it has become more polluted since I've been gone than it was back in the 70s when I marched in the streets to fix it. So when you start talking about, you're talking about Lake Oswego like they're a different country, and disclosure is disclosure. I don't think that there should be anything made from our representatives to the people without the people being able to have it totally disclosed. I like to know where my money goes. I also would like to know what happened to the Willamette River altogether, guys. Millions and millions of this, our leaders taking money and pouring it into a river that, where I grew up, now there's this much sediment that says if you come anywhere near this or contact it, you will have mental disabilities for the rest of your life. That's funny, because me and my brothers, we all played down there as children over years and years and years. And now all of a sudden there's something down there that's making the river even more toxic than it was. I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand that Ted Wheeler made, in his effort to become mayor, saying he was going to house the homeless, and he still hasn't got it done.
I need to remind you to stick to the relevant
I'm done. That's it.
Testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
So if I can invite Mike Jordan to come back for a moment.
Yes.
And Director Jordan, could you, we've had a number of people raise questions in their testimony about what kind of information would be subject to a non-disclosure agreement, and we're talking about information that we would share with Lake Oswego officials and they would share with us. Could you go a little deeper into that?
Certainly. Thank you, Commissioner. First of all, let me say that this agreement is really only for the discussions between the two cities. All of the products of those discussions, whether it ends up being a land use process in the city of Lake Oswego through their jurisdiction, or we will be entering at some point into a new intergovernmental agreement, both of those documents and the product of these discussions will have to come back to both city councils for their adoption and deliberation and potential adoption in a public setting. So this real, and I might add also that there is the potential for a third party to be involved in this discussion, which it could be a contractor to actually build the plant. And the proposals and financial discussions between them to try and figure out if this is even feasible is the kind of information that's subject to this. I might also add that should a public records request be filed for some of this, it would be considered by the city attorney's office, and we're not allowed to not divulge things that would be subject to public records requests in Oregon. So while this allows us to have confidential conversations, the product of those conversations must come back to the public bodies for their deliberation.
Any questions or further discussion?
Thank you.
Thank you. This is item is an emergency ordinance. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye. The item is passed.